हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
okay. Chaitanya Upanayana, the Natya Shastra, chapter 21, Construction of a Dramatic Plot, page 23. So continuing with Srila Rupa Goswami. Ramananda, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Ramananda Rai said, please recite the Parochana portion so I may hear and examine it. Sri Rupa Goswami replied, I think that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires to hear. What? I think that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to hear is prarochana. Srila Prabhupada. The method of inducing the audience to become more and more eager to hear by praising the time and place. The hearer and the audience is called prarochana. This is the statement regarding prarochana in the Nataka Chandrika. Desha kala kata vastu shabyadinam prashamshaya shrotrinam unmukhi kara kati teyam parochana. Similarly, the Sahitya Darpana says, 6-286, tasya parochana viti Tata prahasana mukhe angan yanro mukhi kara prasham sata parochana. Any literature presented in Sanskrit must follow the rules and regulations mentioned in the authoritative reference books. The technical inquiries by Srila Ramananda Rai and the replies of Srila Rupa Goswami indicate that both of them were expert and fully conversant with the techniques of writing drama. Mm. Right, so they knew everything like that, because they know rasa.
Yes.
And so from there, then the details of how you present it then are going to be easy. That's the point, is if you understand the principle, what's there, learning the details according to your ability is easy. But by studying the details to come up with the actual conclusion, that's very difficult. Yes. Right? Plus, if you're just learning details, it's very hard to memorize them all if you don't know what they're for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like that. 3:1, 138, 141. Yeah, in other words, how to create eagerness is Lord Chaitanya wants to hear, so that's already parochana. Parochana. The devotees now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord and are therefore highly advanced. So this is the prarochana, no? He's quoting. The devotees now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord and are therefore highly advanced. This work, named Vidagdha Madhava, depicts the characteristic pastimes of Lord Krishna with decorations of poetic ornaments. And the inner grounds of the forest of Vrindavan provide a suitable platform for the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, I think that the pious activities of persons like us who have tried to advance the devotional service have now attained maturity. Footnote 8. This is verse 8 of the first act of the Vidagdha Madhava. Because in that, remember, it said, you know, much previously, that in the opening is supposed to inspire people about, you know, you're giving the seed of what is going on, and it's supposed to inspire you. Right, to want to hear and be, you know, you're interested to know about it. So that's the whole thing, is the opening has to make you interested in what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, You know the scene and you are interested in that. Like that. O learned devotees, I am by nature ignorant. And lo, yet even though it is from me that the Vidagdhamadha has come, it is filled with descriptions of the transcendental attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, will not such a literature bring about the attainment of the highest goal of life? Although its wood may be ignited by a low-class man, fire can nevertheless purify gold. Similarly, although I am very low by nature, this book may help cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees. Footnote 9. This verse is Vidagdhamadhava 1.6. See, the other one was 1.8. Right, so this is the whole. So, in other words, the it's about the devotees. Then it's taking place in Vrindavan, about Krishna in Vrindavan dancing with the gopis. So that's the inspiring thing. You know it's happening, and then by this you can come to the transcendental platform. Then he's mentioning, don't worry, even though I may be low class, then wood that's been ignited by a low class person can still purify gold. And so, therefore, the golden devotees can still become purified and come to the platform of love of God by hearing it. Right? So that means then you're inspired in that your it means your position is considered. Then how you can attain pure love of Krishna, that's possible, even through this work, you know, like that.
It's quite often that when pure devotee writing, they present themselves very low, unqualified.
Yes, slightly opposite of corporate. No? Yeah, so that's the whole thing, is that is as on the material platform, everybody tries to establish their position and puff themselves up and this and that. But here they don't. But you see is how well a fire can purify gold, so even a low-class man is like that. Because we'll take... No, unless he's the best, then he's useless. But the point is you have to know the context on which it's working.
Yes.
So, because otherwise, then we'll say, oh, he can't be advanced because, he did this.
Yes.
But the point is that there's the position you're at, this conditioning that you have, and then there's the advancement you've made in devotional service. So it's just like this. Let us say I start off today in Krishna consciousness. So basically, as far as Krishna consciousness goes, Krishna consciousness, zero. Material energy, 100.
Yes.
You know, so it's not looking good. But let's say we come back after, a few months. So now Krishna consciousness, 5. You know,
yes.
Material nature, 95.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Come back after a few years. And,
yes.
You know, spiritual, 30. You know, then like that. Seems, so it just keeps going. So the point is to say is, oh, you know, he can't be advancing because look at all these bad qualities. No, the point is you look at what's good. The bad qualities are the things you have to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be the weaknesses that will be where Maya's manifest.
Yes.
Right? So if you say he's 30% developed,
yes.
Like that, so those bad qualities, that's within the 70,
yes.
Not within the 30.
Yes.
You know? So there also is that aspect of actually understanding what's devotional service. So that's the thing, is we have to understand what is the jiva, what is the material energy, what is the Lord, what's the relationship,
yes.
Then what is bhakti, then what is like that, what is prema. So then it becomes very, very solid. You know, then we're convinced, we're inspired. Because otherwise, oh no, but this is there and that's there and you know, all these things. No, these things that may be unfortunate. Devotees get distracted, or that it's unfortunate, but it's not going to be that devotional service doesn't function.
Yes.
I mean, look at Prahlad Maharaj. You don't get a more non-devotional environment than what he grew up in, like that. You know, but still, it works. Yes.
It's interesting, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He actually. In Madhurja Kadambini, he writes about how the anarthas are eradicated and how the devotional service builds up.
Mm.
And he gives different examples. And then at the very last stage, he says that there's a perfection in devotional service. But then after perfection, there's absolute. Means no fragrance, nothing left.
Yeah.
And then in the middle stage, which is Nishtha, he says that we can see this phenomenon. The devotee is quite advanced already in pure devotional service, but his anartha is still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
He gives a comparison with the different things, but then he says that at the Nishtha, it's not what we expect, like,
yes, you know,
full surrender, everything is 100% perfect.
Yeah.
No, he says his attachment to the material world is still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a material dynamic.
No, it's not a material dynamic.
As we perceive it, like,
yes,
here it's going, here it's coming. So it's two parallel things actually happen.
Well, it's just like, yes. It's just like, you know, we're saying that the new bhakta's gone from 0 and 100 to 5 and 95. What's caused it to go, Maya to go from 100 to 95? That's bhakti. So there is nothing else. If he stays in the material world, everybody's at 0. But it's only devotees, then it's developing. So the 95 is, we look at the 5. And then what are the weaknesses for that 5 to develop? So that's what you target. But the point is that the devotional service, that's the thing that gets rid of it. So when he gets to 30, that means that how did he get to 30? Through devotional service. Nothing mundane can do that. No knowledge, no logic, no good material morality, you know, like this. None of that can create it. It's only devotion itself. Krishna then. So that's the point, it's independent. So you're going to have, because if you're taking the madhyam is in the middle, you know, then you're going to have material and the spiritual both at once. But the spiritual is quite strong, but the material is still there. Otherwise, why are they madhyamas? Why wouldn't they be uttamas? If there was no material, they wouldn't be madhyamas, they'd be uttamas. You know, like that.
Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he breaks it a little different, and then he says that the only madhyama stage is Nishtha, and then he says that Ruchi and Ashakti, it's already uttam stage.
It is uttam stage, but at the same time, it's within that aspect, because you see it there, but it's already taking on the flavors, because that was mentioned by that was mentioned earlier, that the stages of bhakti from Shraddha to Prema, then it's all extension of Rati, of Bhava. And so in its natural form, then Bhava is there in Asakti and Ruchi, but in a smaller amount. You know, it's just like if I give you, a part of a Sandesh. It is the Sandesh. You know? Or let's say a rasgula, I give you part of a rasgula. And it is. But then let's say the other, you have, you know, like a drop of the juice or something like that. So the Shraddha, it's part of Bhava, but it's not in its full form. So when you get to Ruchi, it takes on that. So then there's always going to be an overlap. Just like Nishtha will have that overlap with the previous. And then this will be there. So that's why it says this is the beginning. Nishtha is the beginning of advanced devotional service, because when you're steady, that's when you move forward. If there's not things holding you up and you steadily do something, just like this, say if every day you practice something, you know, without fail, every day, you become good at it. If some days you do, some days you don't, you won't become so good. So Nishtha is the platform where advanced devotional service comes from. So you're going to have all these kind of aspects. You know, because even if you take that there, is that even we have, because we'll look at it, the perfection, that's the it. But as you said, no, beyond perfection then is prema. Because the absolute means it's in its full glory. Because perfection means it's off the material platform. Therefore, it's perfect. But then it moves forward. From perfect to more perfect to most perfect. So you're going from you know, the Rati to Prema, then on beyond Prema. So the point is it's all Priti. And so it's an extension of that. So you're just seeing, so all these ways you can break it up is accordingly, just like it mentions that you have the faith. Are they steady in the chanting? Is it regular? Is it not? You know, these kind of things, or their faith, or their understanding of scriptures. These are different ways to see these things. So different aspects then put one forward. Because the person and Ruchi and Asakti will start to act more alike and see things more like the person on the platform of Bhava than on the platform of Nishta. Because Nishta is still about, you know, it's still you have the aspect of becoming stable in devotional service. So Nishta means is less an artist, so you're fixed in devotion, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're very good at devotion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like that. Means you're fixed, you're not distracted by Maya, but you're not necessarily so good at doing what you do. You know, you decide I'm getting up early, gonna chant, you know, how you say, get my rounds done before Mangal Arati, and then you forgot to set the alarm. You know, you're so enthusiastic, you're getting everything ready for the morning that you forgot to set the alarm. You know, stuff like that. That may happen. Then it'll come to the point where you are stable, you are steady, that's being recognized. And then from that, benefits come. Now you have to get over being distracted by the benefits. So there's still a lot of things to do. So that na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Then we see is that, you know, we have to see that that's by coming to that platform, that's then why? Because you have a higher taste.
Yes.
So ruchi is there. That's why nadanam najanam nasundari. You may have it in control. That's nishta.
Yes. Yes.
But where there's no interest, that's ruchi.
Yes.
Right? And then it becomes more. Right? Yes. So that's the... Because the shlokas also, right? They go along with it.
Yeah.
It means that shikshastaka. Right? So that's the whole point, is that it's by taste. It's not by sadhana. It's by taste. The sadhana is there to see that we're always absorbed in Krishna, right? Because if you're always absorbed in Krishna, there's no Maya, right? Krishna Surya Sama Maya. Wherever there's Krishna, there's no Maya. So you give up the lower by the higher, but we keep ourselves out of the lower and engaging in the higher, even though we don't have the taste, because then gradually we get the taste. You know, it's like the example of the sugar candy. When you have jaundice, if you eat sugar candy, though sugar candy is very, very sweet and very refined, you taste it, it's bitter.
Yes.
You ever had that experience?
Yeah,
you have. If you taste it, it's bitter.
Yeah.
I've had times where the liver is bad, and yes. You eat something sweet and it's not sweet. It's not bitter, but it's not sweet. You know, I'm going, wow, it's not sweet. And everyone's going, oh, so much, oh my God, they put so much sugar again, you know, this and that. And I'm going, oh, it's not sweet. You know, like that. So it's just, you know, like that. So the whole point is that, but if you keep taking, then gradually it has the medicinal effect, and then you'll find that you get the taste. So that's the point of by regularly taking. Like if you take magnesium regularly, it will give good effect. If you take it occasionally, it doesn't give very good effect. So that's the whole idea, is that gradually it all happens. So that's why we're so much on the aspect of that nishta, coming to that platform, because that you can say is the solid platform of sadhana bhakti. Like that. Right, but why you say is that the other one, it you can say it's part of the advanced position, but the point is you still don't have your spiritual form. That's why it's considered within the Madhyama. Does that make sense? You have an idea, but you don't function in that. Does that make sense? So it's only when you come to Rati, then you can function with that form. That's going to be from here. I mean, if wherever you are, if you remember Krishna at the time of death, even if you're a neophyte, you go back, you'll have your spiritual body, and then you'll continue from that point. But because you don't have the material body in that environment, and you have the association, you'll move forward very quickly. So from that neophyte stage, you'll move forward really fast. So you have that overlapping, because you can say anartha nivriti is complete when you say, you know, on the platform of, what do you call it? you can work with the spiritual body. So that's why the first point in Nishta still has so many other aspects. It is an artha nivriti, but you don't have a clear idea. You know, some sense. You know, just like, let's say somebody decides to get married. They don't necessarily have anybody in mind. They just know that they want to get married. So that's all. Or, you know, the guy, you know, I want to, you know, grow up, I want to be, you know, rich, or I want to be this or that. But it's not specific. It's general. So it'll still have that general aspect. Because the point is to be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, you don't have to think about what you're doing. You think about what the others are doing. Because in any case, they're always talking about what others are doing anyway. You know? Is that? Yeah.
It's interesting, in Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned that Brahma, being on that Madhyama platform, he partially realized his own sarup.
Yes.
But if we see the five last verses, which is actually instructions of the Lord,
right,
they match 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, like exactly, almost to the word.
Yeah. Yes,
so it's the same exact, you know, instructions that Krishna gave
to Arjuna. Yeah.
He gave same to Brahma.
Yes, yes.
So it's really, you know, far out.
Yeah, no, it's all connected very nicely, isn't it? It's so consistent.
It's very...
Yeah, those five verses are very, very concise.
But it's exact same message that in the 18th chapter.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Okay. Then Ramananda Rai inquired from Rupa Goswami about the causes of the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis, such as previous attachment, transformations of love, endeavors for love, and exchanges of letters disclosing the gopis' awakening love for Krishna. Rupa Goswami gradually informed Ramananda Rai about everything he asked. Hearing his explanations, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were struck with wonder. Right? Because in there, all these different activities, but then those are all parts of, remember before, is there's all the different subsections of, you know, of the 64. You know, you have the main five areas, but they each have so many sections within them. Mm-hmm. You know, some has 13, some has 12, some of this, that. So there's 64 sections. And so in this way, these are all part of those, you know, how they'll do, you know, like that. Causes of the loving affair, because you have to have something that's going to be a cause. Then you're going to have the previous attacks, such as transformations of love, endeavors, the exchange of letters, disclosing, awakening. All these different things are going to be shown. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained Kama Likana in his book Ujjwala Nilamani, Viparlambara Pakarna 26. Exchanges of letters between a young boy and young girl concerning their awakening of attachment for each other are called Kama Leka, the writing of notes. Yeah, over there it's nicely done. You know, it's like the notes are there, they're delivered by nice messengers and everything like that. Here, unfortunately, they generally end up in shoes.
Well, nowadays, it's all internet.
Now it's internet, yeah. Okay.
By the, I don't know who it is, but...
Someone once before, when they were astrologers, said it's a combination of Ketu and I think Saturn or something. Wow. That is controller of the...
Of the net.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I heard, like, about... When, you know, it was first coming up when, you know, Pamho and all that back in the 80s.
Wow.
Someone was saying. That's why it can easily get so weird.
Wow. Well, that explains a lot.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Ketu, it's, I think, high level of unpredictability. There's all this.
Yeah.
What happens when it will happen, like,
Saturn, you can get a lot or you can get nothing. You can get Saturn gives the most or takes the most of any planet. See, people are always worried about Saturn, but he also gives the most. But because he's not as predictable, you know, like that, therefore they go with other planets. you know, and that if Ketu is also unpredictable, then you put those together. Because when you send a message, you don't know what's going to be the reaction. You could send the message in a really nice mood, but then the words, how you sent them to the other person, then in the mood they're in, read it, and then it gets the opposite. So,
yes, yes.
Like that. Happen all the time.
Go
ahead.
That's why some prefer written messages and some audio messages. So that in written, it's easier to, you know, to communicate.
Yeah.
But then audio, at least you hear the mood of the person.
Yes,
you
know, yes.
His voice, whether he's sweet, grumpy, upset, or just doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting how it works.
Yeah. Because the word, you can type it, go back, redo the words and all that. But the whole point is it's, but that's the thing about it. Because it's quick, very few do that. Yeah. They're so fast at typing.
Now they just move their fingers.
Oh, really?
They have the program on the smartphone.
Okay.
You don't have to
type anymore. Yeah, still you have to know where the letters are. I'm still trying
to. That's all you have to know. Basically, you have to know reading. You don't have to know writing because it writes for you.
Yeah, but then you have to know spelling. You know, it's a whole trip. That's why a letter, you can sit down, compose, you write the letter, then like when you copy this or that, then you make the final draft and like that. You can do those things. Because before people wrote letters, you wouldn't just sit down and write and send generally. You know, unless it was a message. You'd write something and then, you know, you write it and let's say the evening, you'd read it the next morning, think about it, make some adjustments, rewrite it again, then send this proper letter back. You know, now it's just whatever, you know, however quickly you can type, that's it, you know. It's like the, what do you call it? Yeah. One sheikh in the Middle East, his hobby was quick draw. You know, the six shooter quick draw?
Okay.
Like the cowboys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that. He was so fast, he could draw quicker than he could think. I mean, he was like super fast. I mean, you know, if he had been in the West, he would have been the last man standing. He was that good. But the point is then one day something happened. His son came in and scared him. And he bang, just before he could even think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
Well, this explains that the mind is smarter than the intelligence. This actually confirms it.
Yeah, because it all has to do is accept and reject. The mind has to go, okay, what is this? Analyze it, go through the stages of reasoning. So that's why that's why no matter how nicely you're picking your words, the mind is working faster than that in the opposite direction. Yes.
Also in reading it's the same. You see something, but in your mind the pattern is already there. You say it differently than what's, and then everybody's like, what? It isn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the main problem with artificial intelligence to develop. Even if they understand individually what mind does, intelligence does, and all, give some identity to him, it's actually through the chitta everything is working,
mm-hmm.
and the chitta cannot be given. It's a soul. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The person has to.
Oh, no. No, there's no question.
So
there's no question. But it is an anxiety. They're worried if IA will take over. You know, but the point is this dead matter. It couldn't care less. The computer really couldn't care less whether it's turned on or not. You know, it really doesn't matter. You know, you can say no, but you can program it. But then you can only program it up to a certain level, and someone else can program beyond that. So, yeah, it's couldn't care.
It seems that loving exchange between Krishna and Radharani.
Mm-hmm.
There are always messengers who are giving letters. Huh?
There shouldn't be?
Yes, no. Yes. And this is important in the message with given.
What? I didn't quite catch.
This means the service of messenger is quite important.
The messenger, yes, yes. It's a position. Because when a messenger is doing the messaging, one of the qualities, they I'd say the quality saying they're celibate. Messengers are always celibate.
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So let's say one gopi is taking a message on behalf of another. Yes. She will not interact with Krishna on a conjugal platform.
Yes. Yes.
She's just a messenger. She's
yes.
just in that mood of service.
Yes.
But another time, then that may be their relationship. Yes.
It describes later on what are the qualities and who are qualified to be messengers, like the female astrologer, about the female messengers, the female astrologers or elderly ladies. It gives a whole description who could be a messenger. And,
Because there has to be somebody who, if they're talking to Krishna, no one's going to ask.
Yes. Yes.
And also they represent the whole generic mood.
Yeah, they have to, there's so many things to do with that. So it's a big aspect of service. So that's where then others can assist. Because it's Radha and Krishna's pastime, so that others assist in these pastimes. And one of the ways is this messenger. Like Vrinda, she does a lot of messages like that. You know, so
when I was a teenager, you know, I was a messenger for two persons who were like 18, 20.
Okay.
Know? And taking letter and like that, you know. I was celibate. And now they are, of course, married now, and a nice couple. You know,
okay.
You know. It was a very nice experience to bring some important letter to another one, you know?
It's all part of the rasa. That's the thing, it's just the extended. Because then you're going to have that, you're going to have the arrangements.
Yes, yes.
You know, you're going to have the whole you know, how the dom. You know, like all that just expands out from Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
So Radha and Krishna, their exchange creates everything else.
Yes.
So messengers become a very important part. Like at least in the conjugal rasa.
Yes.
The other rasas don't use it so much.
Yes.
But others use memos, right?
See, they could use actually mystical, like, you know, just connect between themselves, but they use messengers, and it's actually, it's not about, you know, information.
Yes.
It's all rasa. And
yes,
and
yes.
So many devotees, you know, in between and the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because the more involved, the bigger it is, the nicer it is, the more people are, you know, the more. Because the more you add, the more it adds to the flavor. You know, so as I said, you have the main string and then you have the sympathetic string. So the more that are playing, the more interesting sound. Mm-hmm. 3.1.172.186. Having heard these verses recited by Rupa Goswami, Srila Ramananda Rai said, "Your poetic expressions are like continuous showers of nectar. Kindly let me hear the introductory portion of the second drama." Srila Rupa Goswami said, "In your presence, which is just like brilliant sunshine, I am as insignificant as the light of a glowworm. It is even impudent for me to open my mouth before you." Then having said this, he recited the introductory verse of the Lalita Madhava. Quote, "The beautiful moonlight glories of Mukunda give distress to the lotus-like faces of the wives of the demons and to the raised breasts, which are like gleaming Chakravaka birds. Those glories, however, are pleasing to all his devotees, who are like Chakora birds. May those glories forever give pleasure to you all." Footnote 10. This is the verse of Act 1 of the first verse of Act 1 of the Lalita Madhava. When Ramananda Rai further inquired about the second introductory verse, Srila Rupa Goswami was somewhat hesitant, but nevertheless he began to recite. "The moonlight, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Mother Sachi, has now appeared on earth to spread devotional love of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahmana community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone in the world. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune." Footnote 11. This is the third verse of Act 1 of the Lalita Madhava. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inwardly greatly pleased when he heard this verse, externally he spoke as if angry. Your exalted poetic descriptions of the mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes like an ocean of nectar. But why have you put in a false prayer about me? It is like a drop of detestable alkali?
Alkali.
Oh, okay. Alkali. Alkali. Because right, when you're with sweet and you put alkali, then you'll lose the flavor. It'll cut the whole thing. Srila Ramananda Rai objected. It is not alkali at all. It is a particle of camphor he has put into the nectar of his exalted poetic expression. Right, because if you had the sweet rice, you put a grain of camphor. But literally a grain.
Yes.
You have to be very careful.
And alkali, what is the test of that?
Alkali. Alkali is it's astringent, no? Isn't it? Alkali? No, what is the flavor of alkali?
It's like, you know...
Isn't soda, it the opposite soda. Of sour?
It's like soda, Maharaj. The soda taste, you know?
Soda?
Soda?
Baking soda, eating.
You know,
yes.
Sometimes they put soda in these cookies and stuff like that.
Yes, okay.
But if you taste it as such, then it has
it. Yes, it's a... Sometimes in the water in Vrindavan, if you go way out in the villages, the water in the pumps is they call it brackish. It goes, I think it's like that alcohol.
Okay.
Acidic and basic, you know, acidic, basic and salt.
Yes.
Basic is the alkali, is another name for this.
In other words, he's saying it's a bad flavor in here. And he's saying, no, it's not alkali. It's a grain of camphor. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Ramananda Rai, you are jubilant at hearing these poetic expressions, but I am ashamed to hear them, for people in general will joke about the subject of this verse." It means joke about him, right? Ramananda Rai said, "Instead of joking, people in general will feel great bliss in hearing such poetry, for the initial remembrance of the worshipable deity invokes good fortune." Ramananda Rai inquired, "By which subdivision of style do the prayers enter?" Rupa Goswami then began to speak specifically about this subject. So we see is that the form of it is set how it works, you know, because there's certain things, but then the uniqueness of how they present it, that's the specialty. You know, it's just like, let's say, the raga only has X amount of notes, and within that it has the... chalan, which means it's an exact thing that shows the tune.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they do with it outside of that, then that becomes, that's the special. And then you can do, because like in music, it's mentioned that they can eat every time they sing it, there'll be some slight little difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So those who are very expert can do that. Like you see, and Srila Prabhupada, he'll be singing and there'll be some slight variations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were, you know, responding, we'd just sing the main tune.
Yes. Yes.
Like that. We don't have to sing those variations.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the thing, is that you have all this uniqueness and individuality within a framework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays you think, oh, it's unique because there's no framework. Then it just is useless.
But it seems here that Rupa Goswami, Ramananda Rai, they are very expert to test.
Yes.
To discuss.
Yes. Yeah, because it's all about rasa. So they know rasa, so they can discuss.
Yes.
They're very good. Is that the same one as before? That's really heavy stuff. I tried it once and it's just, nah, I can't do that. Yeah. But it works nice?
Yeah.
I mean, when you open your eyes are still there.
It's not alcohol.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like those things.
It feels like acid, actually.
Yeah, no, it's really wild.
Okay.
No. It's really, it's some very good stuff. It's so strong. Okay. Rupa Goswami then began to speak specifically about this subject. It means subdivision of the prayers enter. Quote, "While dancing on the stage, after having killed the ruler of uncivilized men, Kamsa, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. Footnote 12. This verse is Lalita Madhava 1:11. This introduction is technically called Udgatyaka, and the whole scene is called Viti. You are so expert in dramatic expression that each of my statements before you is like a wave from an ocean of impudence. To explain an unclear word, men generally join it with other words. Such an attempt is called Udgatyaka. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati again quotes the following verse from the Sahitya Darpana 6:288. Udgatyaka katod gata prayogatishayas tata pravartaka valagite pancha prastavana bhidha. Thus, the technical names for the five kinds of introductory scenes of the drama are listed as Udgatyaka, Katodgata, Prayogatishaya, Paravartaka, and Avalagita. When Srila Ramananda Rai inquired...
Vidagdha Madhava, he introduced with Pravartaka, now it's with Udgatyaka.
Okay, with a different one.
Yeah. Like there are variations how you can introduce, like five.
Yeah, each one will have its uniqueness. So that's the thing, is you have so many points that are there that all this has to be accomplished. And so then accomplishing all that, then you see is that everything is nicely done. But if you have 64 positions that to be accomplished, and these 64 all have a definition of the how it's done that makes it, gives it its uniqueness of why it's one of 64. Then how you go about that, each person who writes the drama, it'll always come out different. So that means you have these 64 positions, it'll always be unique, the drama. It'll never be the same, even though it's using the same formula. Like that, you know. But it's the same thing. It has the same principles, but it works very nicely. Mm-hmm. You put the engine in the front of the car, in the back of the car, all the way, in the back of the car, in front of the back axle, or you can put it behind the back axle. Mm-hmm. So you have three places you can put it.
Yes.
Like that. And even there are some places that means you see around here where they stick the engine in front, way in front of the front wheels. You know those funny little, you get the water pumps? They stick it on there, and they have these funny little things. And then, I'm not sure where I saw those. I think it's over Vrindavan side. Sometimes you see out in the villages and stuff. But the point is it's connected to the wheels that make it go. And you can connect to the front, connect to the back, connect to both. So any of those positions of the engine, any of those combinations, then you can end up with all those different things. And then you say, okay, so many gears. Is it automatic, is it manual, and if it is, how many gears are there, and so many different things. And all that, then you end up with so much variety. You can just say, oh no, but you're so restricted. But then, no. If you know the thing, you're not restricted at all. Those who don't know, they're restricted. When Srila Ramananda Rai inquired which of these five Srila Rupa Goswami had used to accomplish the technical introduction to his drama Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami replied that he had used the introduction technically called Udgatyaka. According to the Bharati Vritti, three technical terms used are Prarochana, Viti, and Prahasana. Thus, Rupa Goswami also mentioned that Viti, which is a technical term for a certain type of expression, according to the Sahitya Darpana 6:520. Vityam eko bhavet anka kaschid eko tra kalpyate akasha bhashiter uptais chitram pratyuktim ashrita. The viti, beginning of a drama, consists of only one scene. In that scene, one of the heroes enters the stage, and by means of opposing statements uttered by a voice from the sky off stage, He introduces the abundant conjugal mellow and other mellows to some degree. In the course of the introduction, all the seeds of the play are planted. This introduction is called Udgatika because the player dances on the stage. This term also indicates that the full moon enters the stage. In this case, when the word Natata, dancing on the stage, is linked with the moon, its meaning is obscure. But because the meaning becomes very clear when the word Natata is linked with Krishna, this type of introduction is called Udgatyaka. Like as you said, when something's unclear and you add other things to it. So here's like, you know, there's the dancing, and then there's the moon, and then the moon is dancing, but that moon is Krishna Chandra. Right? So then, like that. It takes on, these are the flavors that are there. So it's a very, very nice science. So all these things will be known by the residents of the spiritual world, and this is why every song is, every word is a song. Yes.
Also, this Viti is included in one of the 10 kinds of acts. In the 10 kinds of plays. So basically, those last ones which are a single act plays, they can be a category within the
bigger place.
Bigger ones.
Yeah. Because the Viti also mentioned all the different aspects of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was required in I think, one of the other ones, where you have somebody come on that's not very cultured. And then he makes all kinds of crass jokes and everything. It was a bigger play, but it had to have that part in it. So that on its own can be a small play. Okay, so that means you could have the snarky comedian come on and do the one-act thing, or that could be part of the bigger thing where he comes on and says his snarky comments.
That's why initially it was not so clear for me. Like, why then 10 categories are given? When you say category, like...
You think it's completely separate. That's the whole thing, is we always want to separate. But you can see is the Nataka is the full thing.
Yes.
It has all the things and all that. Then you have the full thing, but it's not exactly a transcendental thing. It has the material, but great personalities. Becomes that, what, Prakarana?
No.
Like that. Then after that, all the others are breakdowns of parts of that. But because that's all they're using as part, you can extend them out to make them big. But those things are already included in the Nata. So then when you get down even smaller, the one act, then they'll be naturally, they can stand on their own, but they'll be within the other. But they may not be a full act. But they'll be, that's represented there. You know, so the Vidushak may come out and say all kinds of funny things, or, you know, something will happen. Somebody will say.
Also in that sense, then in the Nataka, then you can focus on what is the main aspect.
Like yes, yes.
In the other plays, then you can focus on the other aspects, which may not be actually bringing out the main rasa.
Yes.
As much.
Yeah, it's just that people want to expand, like we were saying before, is that, let's say, you know, just like you're doing, you may have seen on the stage, is that you want to show, you know, it's all about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So then, in that, you're bringing out the aspect of Kali. And so, you could just accomplish it by some definition. Somebody could explain. But it'll always be quite typical that somebody will come out and will be, you know, the drunkard. Someone will come out and be the prostitute. Someone will come out and be, you know, killing the animals. And, you know, they really make a whole scene out of it. So it's like 10 minutes of this. So that's just what it is. Is normally in the Nataka, you don't have to do that. You just, it's more subtle because the bigger picture is the main. Because in this will stand out. And I couldn't tell you at all what happened about Lord Chaitanya appearing. Because anybody who ever has explained to me that over the years, you know, every, you know, whenever they perform, it's, this is the only part that they notice. So it's not actually part of, it's not bringing out the main theme. But you can do that, just like if you want to bring out more about the art side of it, and the romantic side of it, and all that, that the Nataka just touches on. You want to see more of the physical, you know, interactions and these kind of things. There's a what is it?
Natika.
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 Natika. So the Natika, it's Natika. And so then it'll have a shorter four acts, and it'll just get into those, you know, playing the music, sitting, you know, eating snacks, you know, doing all those kind of things, and it, bring that out. So these things are there. People like to do that. They like to overemphasize what's not necessarily as important. So you can have a drama that's based on that kind of presentation. And it'll be, you know, people will like it. It'll be nice. Yes?
Once we went with the kids for some drama in Mayapur, and I was very frustrated because the theme, the main subject, was quite serious, but they played it as if it was a comedy. And I was like, but I thought something's wrong with me, because everybody else was like in bliss, but I was the only one who was like, what is this, you know? I couldn't even, you know, finish it. I just left in the middle.
You made it so long. That's pretty good.
And, you know, I spent some time with my family, but the presentation was very weird.
Yeah.
But no one else, like, thought like that. So I was thinking, okay, I'm not an expert. I don't know.
But you see here is that they're emphasizing another form and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so then it comes up.
So it was very obvious rasa bas.
Yeah. So this would be a VT kind of thing when you generally don't have a serious subject matter for that. You'd use something lighter. Then the serious ones, then, you know, you can have some joking or this or that, but it would be only part of it. It would just maybe be used in between. It generally, introduction, like these introductory scenes or these connecting scenes. Someone comes out and says, "Oh, this happened." Someone, who cares about this and this and that? And they're generally middle or lower class people do. So if they joke on things, this and that, you know, they do that kind of stuff. Then it goes back. Then you've set the scene. So then the next one, you can continue with the serious. So it is a technique that can be used. But that's the problem: is if it's not clear, the training's not there, then we might mix them. And it gets out of hand. You know, because you think of something and you do it and you think, oh, wow, this will be great and this and that. But then when you actually go to do it, that's why you need, the director has to be there. You know? So he knows the science. So even if you messed up somewhere, he'll correct it. Yes?
Also, we used to see in older plays in India, it's very well defined who will play this lighter note once. And those were very expert comedians. And then they actually, it's very clear how they bring about the accomplishment of main characters, relationships and everything. And no matter whichever movie you see, everything is like very pleasant experience. But when then they mixed up with the main characters, with all these sub-characters, that's when you lose the taste. Unless it is presented in such an expert way that, you know, it holds both balance, and it's all there.
Before it was even the same guys would, no matter what movie it is, the same guy would be playing the Vidushak.
Yes.
The same, that funny little guy is bald, you know, that it's always that guy. Even if he's not bald, he's wearing the bald thing. Yeah.
That's how they would, like, South Indian movie stars. There was one earlier. He acted in 800 movies before he was 50. And then the later one, he overcame him and he acted 1,000 movies, and he's the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow,
1,000?
That's impressive.
It's still going on.
That's impressive.
But the earlier
he's always the same character.
He always plays as a comedian.
Yeah, he makes a comedian, but I'm saying he plays that role. Though it'll be different in different things. He'll come in at different times. He'll have different ways. Yeah, because they just come in for here and there. It's probably he could shoot all his stuff in one day or something, you know, and then he's gone. You know. Otherwise, how do you do that many? You know?
They charge per day.
Okay.
They charge per day.
Okay. Yeah, because you just come in, you do it, go. That's far out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. It's just that you're clashing things that shouldn't. You're bringing stuff that can be there, but it shouldn't be as prominent. And it wouldn't be in the major characters, it would be in minor characters. You know, because minor characters do stupid stuff, it doesn't matter, because the main ones won't. Yes.
Also, when we see even for the Lord, it's like when Lord is a child, you can use it, because child is always considered a minor character.
Okay.
But when he grows up, we should never mix it up.
Yeah, good. Okay. Srila Ramananda Rai used highly technical terms when he discussed this subject with Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami stated that Srila Ramananda Rai was a greatly learned scholar of bona fide dramatic composition. Thus, although Srila Rupa Goswami was quite fit to answer Srila Ramananda Rai's questions, due to his Vaishnav humility, he said that his words were impudent. Actually, both Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Rai were scholarly experts in composing poetry and presenting it strictly according to the Sahitya Darpan and other Vedic literatures. Right? Mm-hmm. And then this is rag.
Yes.
Rag doesn't mean it doesn't follow form. Rag means you're inspired. You're not. It's not that, oh, I got to write a drama. It's that you're inspired to write a drama, and so you follow the rules. Mm. You know, it's about expressing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. You know, and you see as they take it very seriously that this discussion, he's already written some of the opening and some of the things like that, so he already has an idea of it. But it's not until 17 years later that both plays are finished.
Yes.
Like that. So you can see is how well, you know, just that one line, how famous that one is about, you know, about the, you know, the rising of the moon of Lord Chaitanya, and about, you know, Mother Sachi and getting benediction. I mean, it's a very famous. Yeah, like that. So that's one of the ones. So how nicely they think these out, and then they write it, and then they change the word or the syllable to get, you know, to bring out the ornamentation. You know, so it's a nicely. And so that's why he said, you know, let me hear it so I can examine it. Not that I just hear it and that, this is... You know, he examines, goes, oh, he's done this and that and so many other nice things. And,
it's interesting that everybody in Chaitanya Leela, I mean, main people learn so many things from Ramananda Rai, but he is not considered like a guru or anything. He's just a, you know, advisor, and everybody comes to him, but he's not in a position of Diksha Guru.
Yeah, because Siksha is the main thing. That's where it is. Diksha is a formal thing to connect you to the line. It's the siksha is the main. So we see in our sampradaya it's all siksha. But the neophyte mentality is to make the diksha pranali the main. But actually the siksha pranali is the main. But you want to have bona fide diksha connection. But the whole point of diksha is to hear siksha. That's the whole thing. But it gets reversed. You know, it's a neophyte thing. You know, what to do. So, like that. With time, it'll be appreciated. You know, that because, you know, Vaishnava Seva is not as developed as it could be. You know, there's some development in Jiva Daya, you know, to some degree, you know. And, you know, Navaruchi, you don't talk about. Vaishnava Seva is accepted, but it's not, you don't want to get too fanatic and do too much service, you know. Like
just
that.
To keep it balanced.
Yeah, you want to keep it balanced. You know, you wouldn't want to, my service, I remember someone telling me that they heard someone saying that the reason I don't give donations or that to the preachers and all that, because by giving them money, then they can become puffed up, and then if they puffed up, they'll fall down. So I don't want them to fall down, so I don't give them any donations. Like that, you know. Such dynamic Vaishnav Seva. You know? Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.